Two primary methods exist to store cases long-term. The first is simply to use portable hard drives, which are relatively cheap, like $100 for a 1 terabyte USB external hard drive, or for a high-capacity 240 gig flash drive. The second method for long-term storage is optical media. Because of the larger case sizes, the West 2 Bridge workstation includes a Blu-ray drive instead of a regular DVD drive. Since Blu-rays are relatively new, perhaps a few details are in order. A regular Blu-ray disc can hold up to 24 gigs of data. How fast it takes to burn that much data depends on the right speed you choose, of course. Slower speeds are desirable if you wish to keep the data for an indefinite period. If you're only using the Blu-ray for temporary storage or to send to someone else, then a faster speed may be okay. Tests at WDTB indicated burning a full Blu-ray disc took between 20 and 30 minutes, and doubling the time if the data were being verified. Because Blu-ray discs are being used more commercially to distribute movies and for home use, the price per disc has fallen to the point where they are relatively inexpensive. WDTB is also procuring Nero software for the West 2 Bridge machines to burn data. We experienced difficulty in getting reliable burns using open source freeware. We have been in discussions with the AWIPS program about the next update to the LX workstations to include Blu-ray capability, but a final decision has not yet been made. You may wonder about how to get data over to the West 2 Bridge, and that is covered on a separate slide about the West 2 Bridge.